welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. Sorry coins, sorry sports cards and comic books, but there's an old player in town. And after all, who needs presidents and quarterbacks and superheroes when you can collect Minnie, Mickey, Pluto, and perhaps Star Wars and Disney princesses? And for what very reason, one of the best ways you can sprinkle a little extra pixie dust on your next Disney vacation is through the magic of Disney pin trading. The hobby, as there is thousands of friends you can meet from different countries and experiences that you can share from pin trading. So sit back and enjoy this edition of Let's Go Pin Trading.com. Hey, and welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. My name is Mark.
And I'm Rita.
How's my Minnie?
I'm good. How's my Mickey?
He's doing pretty good. Okay. But guess what? There's a lot of pins going on.
It's springtime.
Oh my gosh, is it not? Easter's kicking around the corner.
There's 2 weeks.
Tons of pins to talk about. Oh my goodness. Well, I've been getting PMs and text messages about pins going on. It's been crazy.
Meeting people at our local Disney store this weekend.
Yes, man, I was excited. It was fun. Yeah. But today, man, we're going to talk about the new pins for April, for the month, for the week. There's Paris pins that came out that are cool. There's some more Star Wars Chicago Celebration pins. They had another 39 of them, which is cool.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the local store that we went to for the Eggstravaganza.
They called it the Magical Egg Hunt.
I thought it was called, oh, no, the extravaganza is for Epcot. That's right. You know, I just want to do them both at the same time. That's why.
We should, cool. When we go to Epcot again, do it.
That was fun. Gosh, the new Disney Villains After Hours. Remember when we went to Hollywood Studios?
I know.
Was that not exciting?
This one's at Magic Kingdom.
I know, man. I'm excited. Ooh, got some stuff to talk about that. And another cool thing, the Haunted Mansion photos now.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. I can't wait to do that.
As soon as I saw that, I had goosebumps on my arms with goosebumps on goosebumps.
You're crazy.
I'm a big Haunted Mansion fan. I just love it.
Whatever. And then, of course, we have new Junies.
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, we had to talk about that and updates about Junies and more Junies.
Of course. Lots of stuff.
But we need to talk about pins.
Okay, we'll do that first.
Should we start off with the Star Wars pins and end with Star Wars pins?
Well, then what are we going to talk about? Just Star Wars pins?
Yeah, we can talk about the Star Wars Easter pins. We can talk about Star Wars villain pins. And just talk about Star Wars pins in general.
What about all the rest of them?
Nah, that's so good. Let's talk about... No, we better. They won't listen no more, huh?
Probably not.
Cool. Well, let's get right into it. The new... we posted them back on March the 27th on the website at letsgopintrading.com. And they are cool. I love that new Happy Easter 2019 resort one.
I know.
They're all like in a little basket. At first, I thought that was Eeyore in the middle, but it's Figment, ain't it?
Yeah, it's Figment.
I like how it's got the chain hanging.
Happy Easter 2019.
And don't forget, we need to go by Florida Resort. The Grand Floridian?
Yeah, to see the chocolate Easter eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
We did that a couple of years ago.
I know, but I love when we go see the gingerbread one. That big
at Christmas time.
Oh, my gosh. I love the Easter egg this time.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures. Looks like it's going to be cool again.
I think so. They look really good.
They do. That next, and that came out April 4th. Then April 5th, they had the exclusive annual pass holder pin with Donald. It was limited release also. It's a cute pin. I remember when we collected all the big Easter pins.
Easter eggs, yeah.
Easter egg pins, because we had Thumper, Minnie, Mickey, Cheshire, and then the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. Cannot think of his name, but
like Chippendale.
Yes, those are the coolest ones.
Yeah.
But I know starting this week, April 11th, we're going to have the new Pin of the Month Kingdom Carousel consoles, where they look like...
Chippendale
this month. Yes, looks like a... Like a Mario
like an
machine.
Old Nintendo.
Yes, and it's got Chip and Dale on there. That looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
I love getting those. And then, of course, the gaming one, Pin of the Month, the bi-monthly series. It says the iHeart Gaming, the Goofy Movie one.
Yeah.
That looks cool. That always reminds me of an Etch-a-Sketch, what it reminds me of, which I really love that pin, too. But that matches a Dooney right there, don't it?
Yeah, but that comes out April 25th.
I know. that's getting there too. But I like, actually, no, that one's gonna, that one dropped for the 11th at Disneyland.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yes, and that's the Spring 50s Day Fine and Dandy 2019 pin, and it's limited to 3,500. Is what it's, but I think it's, but it'll drop for us next week for us here.
Yeah,
it'll be Cuban to have. But I love that Chippendale. It's limited to 4,000, which can be cool. But I don't want to talk about it yet. But next, on the 18th, there's another Star Wars pin. And then around April 25th, what
the Star Wars Galaxy Edge.
Yeah, that AT-AT. You know, I got to get my hands on that one right there. That one's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah.
So those pins for this week dropping out, and then the month coming, there's some great more pins we'll talk about. Like, there's a Stormtrooper, Lady in a Tramp, Symbol coming out, some real cool one. And that Mount Everest one's going to be cool, too, when it comes out.
Yeah, that looks like a, what do you call it, like the old military badges?
Yes, it does, don't it? It's really, really cool. So those are some cool pins coming out. So definitely check them out on the site. I know we had some friends PM us that were asking about good locations to look, and I sent them a PM back. About where in the Magic Kingdom, where at Epcot, where at Animal Kingdom, and where at Hollywood Studios. Certain spots that I know we go for the beginning of the month to see. But I definitely want to talk about those Paris. They just have some of the most beautiful pins, don't they?
And their Easter pins this year are so cool.
Oh,
I love that Winnie the Pooh dressed up as an Easter bunny.
I know, purple outfit there. Then you got Aladdin the Genie, Jasmine in that. But we posted it up there on April 2nd. They got the lanyard set. It's got Mickey, Minnie, Cheshire, Stitch. I love the Cinderellas that are coming out. But they got some real cool ones for April. You should really check those out. I'm hoping we'll see some of those come over to the States.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really hoping on that they'll do. So definitely keep an eye out for those pins coming out. A couple little items that definitely popped out for us. If you haven't heard about the smoke-free areas, by the way, when you're out pin trading.
Yeah.
And if you got to take a break and hide, guess what? You're taking a break outside to keep them out.
Yep.
Yeah, they got the new beginning May. You can still get away with it right now, but coming May 1st, they're going to have these new guidelines for strollers for certain heights that you can only have now. Like I said, the smoking's going to be outside the parks now, outside ESPN complex, downtown.
And if you
Disney.
Bring in a cooler for drinks and stuff, like for your kids and your family, or snacks and stuff, you can't have loose ice. You got to have the
reusable ice, they were saying.
Well, it's like the,
I don't think
like the stuff that we
the dry ice, but I don't think you can do the dry ice anymore.
No, like the ice packs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do is the ice packs now.
Yeah, which is going to be, it's going to be interesting, especially with people that have children, you know, little babies and stuff. But they're still going to let, I'm sure you can still get a lot of things get by.
Yeah.
But that don't start until May 1st, so that's going to be interesting, especially when you get to the entrances for security.
Yeah.
Like they did the selfie sticks that were taking them from people. Which was crazy.
Ask you to dump out your coolers.
Well, that would be crazy, especially if you got a baby. That'd be interesting.
See?
Another cool pin set that came out also was a Toy Story 2 pin set. I know we talked about the first pin set, but this set now has, and I saw this yesterday when we went down to the Disney store. It's got Zurg, Jesse, Bullseye.
The Prospector.
Yep.
Slinky.
Oh, every time I see that, I think of that ride at Toy Story. That was so fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That ride was fast.
Mr. Potato Head.
Yep, he's on there too. So these are real, it's the second in the series. So definitely check them out. They're $29.95 for six of them. So they want about $5 a piece, I guess.
Yeah.
That really runs out. But those are in our local store. And I believe they hit the online also, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So those were cool there that we saw. Another set of pins that we saw when we were there, which was really funny because we took the grandbabies down there. And Bryn was wearing that avocado dress, remember?
Yeah.
There's a picture of her on there when we posted. But you can see the dress she's wearing. And they had these new pins. They're called the avocado set.
Mm-hmm.
It's got it's got Mickey and Minnie like on some toast.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool. It's a set of two of them.
I like the donut ones.
Yes.
With the coffee.
Yes. One of them, it's got, they found these two sets of donuts. And there's three of them. Minnie Mouse with the pink frosting. And Mickey, and there's some blue frosting and chocolate frosting, and they all got sprinkles on them, which is really, really cool.
And the pink one looks like someone took a bite out of it.
Yeah, it's like they were dipping into the coffee.
Yeah, it's
and
really cute.
That set was $12.95. They had plenty of them in stock, but the avocado was just a pair of pins, one had,
what was it, $8.95 or something?
Or $9.95.
Yeah.
And it was just Mickey and Minnie as avocados. Mm-hmm. But then they had like these avocado cups, sippy cups.
Yeah, or drink cups.
Drink
yeah,
cups.
With straws.
Yeah, they had clothes. So something was going on with that food theme deal, which mm-hmm. was cool. But and then they still had their clearance pins going on from the previous sets, the dual friend pins, which was cool. But let's get down to the meat of this podcast. It's the Star Wars Celebration Chicago pins that came out. 39 more came out. I mean, there's an AT-AT driver, a TIE Fighter driver. Now, we posted these on letsgopintrading.com, so go check them out. Just scroll down, you'll see Star Wars Celebration pins. And but man, they got Ahsoka, Princess Leia, Darth Vader,
BB-8,
yes, Boba Fett, Mace Windu, Chewbacca, Han Solo. They got the Emperor, Luke. Oh, it just keeps going on. R2-D2, Captain Rex. Oh, I wish so bad I could go to Star Wars Chicago Celebration. But it's funny because some of these you can get with like a $100 purchase, $150 purchase. And a lot of these are at booths, so when they're bouncing around from booth to booth, certain sections will have these pins like they do at the celebrations. I always wait for them to hit eBay. Sometimes you can get them decent on eBay, you know, in packs or separate, but a lot of times you just have to pick up the ones because some people put them on, they're just outrageously priced.
Yeah, we don't know anyone going this year, so we can't ask anyone to get us any.
Yeah, oh, I wanted them so bad, but they are the coolest pins. They got that cartoon looks what it is. Mm-hmm. But the next thing I want to talk about was really coming out was this Disney Villains After Hours at the Magic Kingdom. Now, I remember when we went to Hollywood Studios, they had all the villains. You were dancing with the villains.
In the streets.
Yes, taking photos. Well, I remember when the lion took you away from me. Mm-hmm. And I said, where did you go? The lion took you away from Robin Hood.
Yeah.
What was it? Prince or King, the John, the lion, the bad guy,
Prince
the villain.
John. King
yeah.
John.
Then you met Cruella at the very last second. She pulled you off there. It was really, really cool. But this one's going to be at the Magic Kingdom. And if it's anything like the not-so-scary Mickey, which is really, really cool, or even like Hollywood Studios, this should be a blast. Now, Disney just announced this, and like I said, it's going to be for the summer. It's the Disney Villains, and they're going to add a wicked twist to the after-hour events June 6th to August 8th. And like I say, me and Rita were big fans of this, which goes on. There's going to be some brand new Disney villain stage shows with Hades and Meg from Hercules. They're going to do a Melissa Fent the Dragon again, which is going to be cool, and you can get pictures with her. I hope they do like the drinks and stuff. I know Magic Kingdom's not very big on alcohol there, or like Hollywood Studios is. But I liked it because they just had the cool colors in the drinks and the lights in them and the
atmosphere. All the drinks. And I mean, when we did it, the drinks and stuff kind of went with the whatever section we were in for those particular types of villains. Remember, like, we had that one that was, like, red, but it was, like, had to go with, like, the Queen of Hearts.
Yep. Some of them had, like, skulls that were blinky in your drinks.
Yeah, in your drinks and stuff.
And like I say, it's got, they're saying it's about $139 per tax in advance, $144 if you walk up. Now, I know
in the past, members, you get $30 discount?
Discount. So it's about $109. But I think it's well worth it, and it's fun. And I will tell you this, if you're a pin trader, stock up on your Haunted Mansions or your any kind of Jack the Skeleton pins.
Or villain pins.
Villain pins. Because let me tell you, there's some pin trading going on.
Yeah, we had fun.
Oh, we had a blast. And we came away with a boatload of pins.
Pins that night, yeah.
Yes, we met a lot of great friends.
Cast members.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And you get to dress up, which is cool about it. I know they'll still check you out the gate and everything. But it's fun because I just love being able to take pictures of all the villains you just never see.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Jafar was out there.
Yeah.
So I really, really, I'm a big fan of it. The next cool thing going
on. Haunted Mansion.
Yes, yes. Can you believe that? Going to get photos now?
I know.
That's going to be cool. So I'm not sure where the photo ride's going to be yet, but I'm hoping someone will tell us. It's already started, to my understanding. And it will still be part of your
Magic Man
photo pass also.
Correct.
Which is cool.
But it automatically goes on it, kind of like at the Pirates of the Caribbean, where it automatically goes on your band now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to automatically go in your Magic Van if you have the photo pass.
And I love it once we know where it is, because then I like to go back in again and make, like, now we do scary faces instead of funny faces.
Yeah.
Like we do on the, like, Space Mountain, we do the crazy faces and all that. So definitely,
it'll be fun.
Yes, it will. So if anybody does it, man, post your pictures on Let's Go Pin Trading Facebook. We would love to see where they are, which will be really, really fun. Another good thing, and was fun this weekend. You took the kids, first of all.
Took Mallory and...
Carla. I can't always mix up. She came over and... Claire had a friend night over. And then we took the grandbabies yesterday. We posted that video up on YouTube.
Yeah, because the older girls, they didn't want me to video it.
Yeah. But it's funny how they don't want you to video it, but they had a blast doing it. Don't you like that?
Well, they got mad because I completed it before they did.
When I went out, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was so exciting. We even met someone.
So with the grandbabies, we actually went in order. We're with the older kids. They just ran around and...
Yeah, which made it fun, especially for the first time when I did it. I didn't know. You already knew. That's why I told you. Don't tell me nothing. We looked for them, which make it funner. So me and Delphine, we had a fun time doing it. She was dancing, having a fun time. We met Kevin and Christy where we're there. They're pin traders here local in Jacksonville, which was fun.
And they were there doing it too.
Yes, even adults. We've had some other friends post their pictures that they were doing it. So it's only $5, you know what I'm saying? But it's a good 30 minutes. You know, just have some fun with the kids, walk around, find the Easter eggs where they hit at. I mean, we found...
And this weekend, the weather we had, I mean, 1 minute it was like 80 something degrees and the next it was raining, so it was like perfect for having the grandbabies for the weekend.
But it was fun. I mean, we had to find BB-8 was one of them, right?
Yep.
Elsa was one of them.
Yep.
Was Donald one? Do I remember?
No,
who's number three? Oh,
it was the Avengers.
Iron Man. And then Spider-Man, because Bryn yelled it out real loud, Spider-Man. Everybody started freaking out in the store there.
Yeah.
And then of course the LGM we had to find.
No, it wasn't the LGM. We had to find Woody.
Was it Woody?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they used the LGM as
Woody Stitch.
That's right. That's right. Stitch was one. Yep.
Stitch.
Yep. And of course, Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You think he'd have been put in the Star Wars section, but he was over Bell's Castle.
Yeah.
At the very top.
The castle.
That was kind of crazy. I thought it was kind of cute. I never thought to look there.
Well, Bryn kept just wanting to put the sticker on there. She didn't care where she found him at.
Well, at least they put some thought in it, which was cool. You know. And then the Incredibles.
And by the way, that's the one that the older girls couldn't find.
Really?
They just put the sticker on it anyway.
Wouldn't expect it to be over at Bell's Castle on the top of it. It was just weird to put it there. Then we found Mrs. Incredible.
Yep.
The stretchy lady. And then, of course, when we got done, you take your map over to the counter. They mark the back of it. And then they give you a choice between Mickey and Minnie egg.
Easter egg.
And then you pop them open. And I think Minnie
had Daisy.
And Mickey had Pluto.
For the sticker to complete your set.
Complete your sticker. So these are like the pin eggs. And then you got a completer pin egg sticker is what it is.
It was a lot of fun. The girls had so much fun. The younger girls did.
Yes. It's something if you get a local Disney store and you just want to get out and you want to goof around. Say you're at the mall or wherever it is. And just for $5, and it's a little keeper, which is cool. You know, stick it on your wall.
You can frame it.
Yeah, add the little Easter eggs. It's kind of like the little Tsum-Tsums we do during Christmas. Advent calendar? Yeah, we put up there. So definitely to the kids, it really is fun. And then the Easter eggs you can save up. But I think more or less this is just something to get fired up for the extravaganza at Epcot.
Yeah.
Which it's all about.
Because that one, Bryn would have so much fun doing that.
And it was fun. So if you get a chance, please go by and take your kids or take yourself. You know, you get a girlfriend or boyfriend or wife and you just want to do something crazy that day, just run by and go find some stickers. It's always fun.
It is fun.
Yes, it is.
I've done it twice.
Yes. I mean, Kevin and his wife were there and other people, so it was really pretty exciting. And then the other kids that were posting pictures. So definitely get out and take advantage of it. You never know, you know, what you could do.
Or what you're going to find.
Yeah, it really is kind of cool. Then you find some clearance. Like, was it the clearance pins up there that was able to get, which was cool also.
Oh, and the girls got new stuffed animals.
Yes. They had, what was it? Two for $12.
It was $12 each if you bought two.
Yeah, that's what it was. So normally like
and Delphine got that huge
Daisy
duck.
Yes, we got pictures over there too. Yeah. So take advantage of the inexpensive or free stuff that you could do while you're out. There's pins that you can find, just anything at all. One thing I want to talk about, which we finally finished, was we've been working on this for like forever and a day. It came out in 2015.
15,
yes, the D23.
4 years now?
Yes, Expo pin. It's a castle from a mystery pin collection that you did from the Expo.
And it's what, 16 pins?
17.
17 pins.
Yeah, I thought it was 6 of 17. But it actually, you could actually buy it framed and done for like $325.
Right.
But I said, no, we're going to find this. And Rita finally was able to trade out the last one. I didn't know she did, which was Rapunzel, which was cool.
The top of the castle.
Yes, that was the last one we had to find. I went out and got a frame for it and some material and put it in there. But we posted it, and it's really, really cool. So check it out. And we've had a lot of good feedback from that. We had some cool comments talking about it that didn't know. One person put down there wondering why Mickey was at the bottom when he should have been at the top. He thought he was just overthinking it. I said, don't feel bad. I thought Darth Vader would be on there somewhere.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. But it's cute and I enjoy it. Gosh, what else was going on? I mean, pins.
Doonies.
I was just trying to get away from that. But definitely check out. We put the YouTube video. If you want to see what the Magical Easter Hunt is, you can check it on our YouTube at Let's Go Pin Trading. There is a link also on the website with the girls doing it, so it's really, really fun to check it out. I guess we just... Oh, one more thing. We added a Google voice number.
Yes.
So if you ever see something or you want to comment...
Or have a question.
You can call us, leave a voicemail. We're also going to start doing adding friends, pin traders to our podcast. We've had a lot of comments. People want to talk about them, which was cool. Get this thing kicked off good talking about pins versus me just recording everybody and posting them later. So the link's at the top. You can click on it. Feel free to leave messages versus just PM or texting. It's always great to hear someone's voice. And like I say, just leave just your first name because we'll probably post the voicemail on with the podcast or on. So you don't have to put your last name. Just really your first name and where you're from, which would be cool. And so check that out. Oh,
and then also I wanted to remember the Flower and Garden Festival is going on. And starting Thursday, the 11th, you can get the Daisy Duck Pass Holder Magnet.
And that's a big thing. I mean, I've had people even ask us if we can get extras. Yes, that's really, really blossoming.
But also, just to let you know, and I'm just going to give you a little bit because we've had to do this. We were not able to go and get the Donald Duck one. And sometimes when you go, you know, like at the beginning of the next section, you know, like now Daisy Duck starting on Thursday. So if you weren't able to get Pluto at the beginning, sometimes ask. Just ask them, do you have any more Pluto that I wasn't able to come? Do you have extra Pluto ones? And if you show them your, you know, they scan your band and they know your pass holder and stuff, sometimes they'll just give it to you. They've done that to us.
Yes. We were at Mouse Gears.
Yeah.
At the front. Because they've been doing this at Mouse Gears, and it used to just be one section where the clothes were just when you're around the corner from the jewelry section.
To the penny, or where the Disney pins are.
Yeah. And but now they got it at the front when you come in. They got it like roped off a little bit. And then when you run around the corner, there's another one roped off. Mm-hmm. And then also we got ours at one time when we went down at the...
At the other end. When you walk through and you either go to Canada or Mexico. Yes. And there's two shops there.
Yes.
Port of Entry, that's the name
of it.
Yes.
They have it there too. Yes, which was cool.
Which they also keep a lot of merchandise for the festivals.
Mm-hmm.
They keep a lot of merchandise in there, so they, you know, that was pretty cool that they had that.
Another good thing I don't want to forget about, I know that Disney, Mickey's of Glendale in California.
I love those pins.
Which is always, you know, you got to mostly live there or know someone. Now, there are times when they'll do online stuff.
Well, they'll let you order online, yeah.
Yes. But I know that they get some cool Easter ones out. There's Thumper, Miss Bunny's out. The Easter 2019 Thumper is $22.95. And they always have these small editions. It's like $2.50. They also have the Marge Hare Easter. They had the White Rabbit, which is cool. They got these baskets with them with colorful eggs, which are really, really beautiful. And then, of course, they got the new Home Range 15th Anniversary pins. They're limited to 200 for $29.99.
That was a funny movie.
Yes, it was. So they got those pins kicking there at Glendale's. I just wish more we could. I know we got some friends down there, but you can only get what you can. But sometimes we do find them popping up down at our parks. There's no doubt about it. I know there's been the new Alice in Wonderland Booster pin set that's popped up at Disneyland and Walt Disney set. I really love that set. It's a pin set of five of them for $24.99, which is coming out. It's got like a big chair in the middle of it. It's got like Alice and the Mad Hatter and Cheshire. He looks like he's
a long, rabbit.
Yeah, rabbit, the ribbon, and then the hair, which was cool. So keep an eye out for that one. I know you big Alice in Wonderland fans that are out there. Don't forget also, Box Lunch also always has some cool pins. Always got to make sure we throw that in
there. We need to go there again. We haven't been to that store in a while.
Yes, we actually have a local brick and mortar store at ours that we can walk in. And they always have cool pins in there. I know they got the new Maleficent and Dragon pin, which is really, really cool.
You know who would love that?
Oh, yeah.
Jenny?
Yes, she will. We'll have to get her one just to buy one. They're only like $8.95. Get her one. Surprise her with it.
So, birthdays. Well, her birthday's September, same as yours.
I know. Mine's the 13th, so. And that's only like $12.90
for
that
two pins.
Yeah, for two pins.
And they're big pins.
Oh, yeah. They're always cool. So if
they're not little pins.
And you can order online. They do discounts online. But if you got a brick and mortar store, look them up. They're boxlunch.com. And they sell other stuff too, Disney. They get the little purses and clothes.
Yeah.
But I just love it for the pins. We get certain ones that we definitely like. One other thing is we got to get down and check out the Disney.
The weekend.
Yes.
We couldn't go this past weekend.
Yes. I'm post the pins here soon. The Star Wars Revival Run weekend. Yeah. Weekend pins. There's like 10 of them this time, which is really, really cool. But I'll get those posted up here shortly. So check back on letsgopintrading.com. I'll sneak them on Facebook or Instagram so you can see when they pop up. So those are some really, really cool pins.
Cause yeah.
Was it next month or the month after you get the big Star Wars run, right?
That was this past weekend.
Well, no, I thought they have this one, and this is a bigger one each time. Because they were still out of Dooney then, don't they?
No Dooney this one.
You sure?
No Dooney.
I have to check that out, because normally got two Star Wars. No, yeah. Oh, they had the lights side.
They didn't do that this year because California can't do runs anymore.
That's what I was thinking, because we used to have the dark side here.
And then they did the light side over there.
And that's when you always used to get like a Darth Vader or Dooney here.
Yeah.
That's right, the dark. I used to love that. I missed that AT-AT one years ago. Oh, I could never get our hands on that one.
But they didn't do a Dooney this year.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of Doonies, I don't know why we have this part for. I'll never understand what we talk about Doonies for.
Because you love me.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's the only reason. Hey, but can you shorten it up a little? Maybe, like, talk, like, 15 seconds and we'll talk about some more Star Wars bands.
Okay.
I got plenty. Good. Okay, look.
Okay, so anyway, Mark.
Seven.
Friday, they released a new Dooney and Burke purse for Disney. This one's actually really cute. I actually like this one. At first, they said it was going to be part of the Mickey Through the Years that they did earlier this year, or the end of last year, earlier this year, for the 90th anniversary of Mickey Mouse. But instead, this one, they changed the name. They're calling it Mickey Mouse, and the collection is Disney Parks Mickey's Celebration Collection, is what this one is part of. And this one, it's actually really cool if you look at it. It's got like the old stickers, the stamps, the, what do you call it, like the tickets, like when you first went in the parks. It's got like Tokyo Disneyland, Disneyland Paris, I mean, you name it, it's on this purse. It's actually really cool. Very colorful. I can't wait to see it in person. They came out with three of them. They came out with the tote, the crossbody, and the satchel, and they came out with a magic band to match it. And they all came out on Friday. They are on shopdisney.com. You can only purchase two at a time on shopdisney.com. And anything over $100, they're still doing the free cosmetic pack if with the purchase code Dooney. But don't forget, at shopdisney.com, you do not get your annual member discount or any discounts for that matter.
You know, I used to love that when they did that, but
now they don't.
I thought it was, it the .com, but not the app?
No, the app you can get a discount, but the .com you cannot.
It's still 20%, right?
Yeah.
That's how they get you, because they want you to pay full price for it.
Yeah.
Everything on there, you can get 20%, but as soon as the purse drops,
exactly.
Hey, as long as they get my Star Wars pins.
So that's that one. Then the other purse that we've all been waiting on is still not been released, and from my understandings, it's not going to be released until the middle of this month.
That's crazy, ain't it?
The middle of April. Supposedly, they had some issue with shipping Dooney to Disney.
Yeah, you know what it is, don't
you? So, it's the Dumbo purse.
Yeah, you know what it is, don't you?
I think it was delayed because they know it's going to blow out.
They're trying to get that money.
I think it's because it's going to blow out and they know it. I mean, look, Winnie the Pooh sold out the same day.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, once again, I know I've said it's four. Tip alert. Listen, whoop, whoop, whoop. There's the bell. You like me, if you go to get your better one, the king of the house, Rita, one of these Doonies, I'm telling you guys, or girls, whichever, go over to one of the pin stores. Buy a gift card that's got a pin
on it. Yep.
That's because I do it. You're already going to spend the money, right? At least get an exclusive pin
to go with it.
Yeah, then take it. You'll still get your discount on the purse, just not on the gift card.
Gift card, correct.
But you get a pin, so you get...
You get two things for one.
I get a pin, but Rita's happy, and we all know the same. Mama's happy, house is happy.
That's right.
Oh, why don't we go? Why don't we
so anyway,
like
as far as the Dumbo purse, as soon as I know a release date, they're saying mid-April now. So I'm thinking somewhere around Easter time.
Now, I'm sure. Are you going to tell them the same day, or are you going to finally tell them when you're in line ahead of them getting the purse?
As soon as I know, I'll post it on Facebook like I always do.
Yeah, I'll make sure I take a picture that you're standing in the line while you're posting that, so they're all behind you, right?
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah,
whatever.
It's like getting pins around here. Doonies come
so
first.
So anyway.
Oh, then Star Wars.
So those
pins.
Are the purses. Can't wait to see the new one, though. I think it's going to be really cool.
It is.
It's
one good
colorful.
House note. Don't forget, May, got the pin trading nights coming up. There's the first one, May 16th. Well, actually, they're both the same time. One's in Disneyland, May 16th from 7 to 11. That one's going to be at the Star Wars Launch Bay, Tomorrowland at the Disney Parks. It's $20 a person. That gets you in the pin trading area. A little treat, upcoming previews, and all kind of pin trading. And then, of course, May 16th from 5 to 9 at Disneyland Coronado Springs Resort, Ballroom H. It's $15 a person.
For the same thing.
Yes. You just remember, you got to register to get in. And if you don't register fast enough, sometimes you can walk up to the door and get in. You know, they're going to try to squeeze every dollar they can. But this year, I believe they're doing a 10th anniversary for Up, which is some really, really cute pins. And
yeah.
We need to get those posted. We've seen the previews of them. There's a bunch of them. There's a character collection set. They look like puzzles, which was cool.
I love that.
Yes, the
Lady and the Tramp.
Tramp, yep, limited
the
edition.
The Pin 39.
Night, yep, which is going to be cool. I love
the aerial
with the ship there, which is going to be cool. So, and there's going to be limited editions there to like 1,000 for like $17.99. But then the pin packs, they can be limited edition to like 600 with the character chasers. Then there's the new adventure 6-pack pin book, which is really, really cool. So, those pin nights are cool if you can get there and you can meet tons of other people and tons of pins you just really never seen. You know, and if you happen to be in the area at the time in May, I'm not the biggest fan in May because it's just hot here in Florida. Let me tell you, boy, Rita has to make her cool vests, which are like thinner and they breathe better. But I will tell you, I know a lot of people go, but if you're a pin trader, let me tell you, the busier, the better.
Yeah.
I know it's busy. I know it's crazy. Don't plan on standing in lines. Plan on walking slow by the lines wearing your pins.
Yeah.
Everybody waving you over. Hey, you want a pin trade? What you got? What
but
you
don't
got?
Forget on that, you have to register by a certain time, don't you?
Yes.
For that?
Yes.
For the May event?
Yes.
Isn't it like April something?
Yeah, and I believe, let's see, when was that? Let's see, theme park, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to look it up now as we're talking here.
I think it's like April 19th, isn't it?
Yes, the deadline is April 19th, so you got what?
2 weeks.
11 more days?
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 more days to get registered in. So RSP it, get in. Like I say, it is one guest, you know, per reservation. So if you want someone else to go, they got to do it. So you're each paying for it. But, you know, you get a little snack in there. So don't be afraid to go check it out.
And it's at the hotel, so it's not like it's outside.
Yeah, you have AC, which is cool.
Yeah.
Well, other than the one at Disneyland. You know,
yeah, that one's outside.
Yeah, they're just limited to space out there, which is crazy. So, gosh, there's a lot more stuff we can talk about, but we'll have to stretch it over for next time, talking about more pins.
Yeah.
I know that we're going to try to get down there next, hopefully short here soon.
Yeah,
we'll
next
post
2 weeks.
It. So if anybody wants to go pin trading, let us know. We definitely enjoy. But just remember.
Oh, and don't forget, we seen the preview of it when we were at the Disney store yesterday. the April pins and collection that's coming out this Piglet. Month is Piglet.
Yep.
All those are so cute.
They are the pink.
Yeah. I might just have to get them.
At first, I thought it was like a breast cancer color is what I thought.
Right, but that's always October. I know, but yeah, but
then I looked at it and I saw.
Yeah. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. They had a preview of it, but it doesn't come out until the 20th.
Yeah, it's getting
at
there.
At your local stores.
Definitely. But like I said, if you want to go pin trading, we love pin trading with friends. But just remember, if you go pin trading with us, we don't move fast because we get stopped a lot. But guess what? That's the fun part about it. Standing there, people coming up, wanting to pin trade and meet. So if you got time, then you just want to go pin trade, grab a cola or Sprite, and just slowly get around the park and pin trade. That's what I like about it.
Alrighty.
Did we miss anything going on crazies?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
I know. I think we're good too. But please, definitely check us out on the website, the Facebook, the Instagram, the YouTube. We have the voicemail that you can call in now.
Yep.
So if you want to leave a message or just talk about, oh, I hate to say this, just talk
toonies.
About toonies. Oh my gosh. We'll probably never get no one to call about pins. So definitely check us out.
If you have any questions, you can always ask.
Yes, yes. And I guess we'll just have to bring it to a close again, huh?
Alrighty.
I know, like I always say, let me get this in real quick because the pain's going to start in just a second. May the pins be with you.
It's about the Doonies.
Oh, why did we do this for?
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is copyright 2018. You can find more information on this podcast at letsgopintrading.com or our Facebook community page, Let's Go Pin Trading. There you can see photos, reviews, and friends we have traded with. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please tell a friend to listen, and you can show your support by going to Disney and pin trading. Tell them we sent you. Let's Go Pin Trading is not affiliated with Disney copyright, trademark, or credits on any other companies mentioned in this podcast. We are just fans of Disney pin trading. Until we meet you at the parks, may you find that special pin you are looking for to keep your lanyards full.